once upon a time, there was nothing. That's right, nothing. And it exploded. You see, Darwinian science teaches that space, time, and matter are not eternal. So at some point, there had to be nothing. And since Darwinian science denies any sort of creator God, then we are back to nothing. But within this nothing, we are told that matter appeared from out of nowhere. So nothing produced matter from out of nowhere. But not just a little matter, but all the matter that ever has been or ever will be appeared in the form of a tiny speck. So let's start there. Once upon a time, long, long ago, there was a tiny speck. That's all there was. It came from nothing out of nowhere, and that's all there was. There was no space or time, just a speck, smaller than an atom. A speck that was so incomprehensibly dense with matter that it contained everything you see and do not see in the universe. Yet, it was so small that it could not be seen by the naked eye. But it was there. The priesthood of Darwin, that we call scientists, like to call this speck the cosmic egg. Not an egg laid by a cosmic chicken, but just a cosmic egg produced from nothing out of nowhere. But because this cosmic egg is so small, some have preferred to call it the cosmic pea. Others prefer some other name. So there it was, all alone. Our tiny little heavyweight universe, the size of a speck you could not see. Where did it come from? Who or what put it there? And if the universe did not exist except in the form of this tiny speck so small it could not be seen, where is there? What was this nursery that held our tiny little overweight universe in limbo from an unknown origin and for the duration of what could have been immeasurable numbers of billions or trillions of years? If space did not exist, but the cosmic pea was there, where is there?
Just a minute, this is an Oakley's bulletin. Be on the lookout for there. It was there, but we don't know where. Over.
And who or what put there, there? And who or what is the who or what that put there, there? Let us just call the who or the what that put there, there, in order to place the cosmic pea there by the name of it. We are to believe that it put the cosmic pea in a place that was there, even though there was nothing there. How could it have been there if there was nothing there? If you are beginning to feel lost, confused, or simply acquiring a headache, you should know that scientific inquiry must lead us even further into a time and a place where time did not exist and there was nothing there to call a place a place. So we are to believe that it made a place we call there that wasn't there, and placed the cosmic pea there, where nothing existed except this cosmic pea. The cosmic pea was a speck so small that it could not be seen by the naked eye, but it was there, and there is a place that did not exist, but was put there by a who or what we call it, since we have no idea who or what it is. And that, dear children, is the theoretical basis upon which the Darwinian theory of the origin of the universe rests. For obvious reasons, the Darwinians attempt to divorce the theory of the origin of species from the origin of the universe. But those of us who have not suspended logic and reason remain resolute to demand that they deal honestly and fairly with the fact that they believe and teach that something was there in a place that wasn't there, and that this something exploded and produced the wondrous, expansive, organized, and beautiful universe teeming with life and order that we now see. That is truly a fairy tale for grown-ups. I don't know about you, but I don't have that much faith. I will continue to believe in the Creator God, whose name is Jesus.